Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. I want to welcome you back to my podcast, where he speaks erotica from a man's perspective. Once again, let me say thank you for the love and support. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you. Tonight's topic is, why is sex still a taboo in 2021? So let me go ahead and get my disclaimer. We're going to get into that topic. The content displayed on this podcast is for the intellectual property of When He Speaks Erotica. You may not reuse or republish or reprint such content without our written consent. While information provided is merely for the entertainment purposes, it is not intended as a substitute for professional advice. Should you decide to act upon any information on this podcast, you do so at your own risk. While the information on this podcast has been verified to the best of our ability, we cannot guarantee that there are no mistakes or errors. Okay, once again, the topic is, why is sex still a taboo in 2021? So please sit back, relax. Let me talk to you. Sex is still a taboo in 2021 because I think society has this comprehensive education as something that is that's a bad thing, you know, especially when it comes to women, you know. I think this has been going on for many years, and it's still a thing to this day. Sex is intriguing as well as a taboo. You know, people have questions that they are afraid to ask, or, topics that they're afraid to admit to, you know. So I came up with 10 sex topics that I want to talk about. So there are a few of these topics that's being discussed, you know. And if they are being discussed, they're not being discussed in relationships, they're being discussed in barbershops, at the hair salon, you know, at the workout session, at the fitness center. It's like individuals are scared to, or embarrassed to, you know, talk about sex. All because this, it's been said that sex is a bad thing. One of the first topics I want to talk about is masturbation. I know I was asked, is masturbation normal? And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's human nature. You know, it's one of those things where that's the first sexual act that you have with yourself, by yourself. You know, you're going to explore, you're going to touch yourself, you're going to see what the hype is. And once you get to that point, once you peak, then you need that feeling over and over again, you know. I know there are times where you have to, even if you're in a relationship, you know, you may, your wife or husband may not be around, and you catch that feeling, you gotta go for it. you gotta have that fucking attitude and go ahead and get that off your chest, you know, get the job done. Don't let religion or morals prevent you from being happy or being satisfied. You know, don't be ashamed, because you know how you feel. You know what turns you on. You know what it is that gets you off. So if it's touching yourself and getting to that point by yourself, then do that shit, you know. The second one is pornography. I can recall my uncle had a stash of porn magazines, and that was like my entrance. When he gave them to me, that was my entrance into porn. I had maybe 3, 4, 5, and I looked at them I looked at them things religiously, you know what I'm saying? Especially when my mom was at work, that was free time, you know? So. And then it got to a point where I would try to catch the occasional tit or the bush shot on HBO, you know, that fuzzy reception and you wait for that still shot, you know, where you can like, oh, okay, you know, see a nice pair of breasts, you know. So that was definitely my interest into porn. But today's access porn has come a long way, man. It's one of those things where now you can look at it on your phone. You can look at a whole sex tape on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Clear in HD on your phone, you know? So that's what we at now with pornography. And I think the internet itself has been times 10. You know what I'm saying? It has taken porn to a different level. I mean, there's some stuff on the internet that you just might not want to take a look at, you know, because it's so different, so might not be for the weak. On the average, about 100 men watch porn weekly. 100% of men watch porn weekly. Now, myself, I can catch it maybe once, maybe twice a month, maybe. And that's pushing twice. You know, I look at it once, you know, just to, you know, kill time or, you know, see something different, but I can't sit there weekly and look at it because it's just a lot of it. And it's oversaturated, you know what I'm saying? So I can remember having Booty Talk Volume Number 1. If you don't know what Booty Talk is, it was a collection of black porn movies, and they were very interesting. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of great sex going on, and I think I got up to like maybe 4, you know, because I think it was like it went up to like 30 something. But after the 4th one, I was like, it's the same. So, you know, I didn't really go into trying to be a collector of the Booty Talk volumes, you know. The next one is fetishes. Fetishes is something that a lot of people are interested in because it's one of those things where everybody has one. A lot of people don't admit it, you know. It's very taboo among people. Because fetishes can be strange as fuck. You may have someone who likes to be choked out with a scar, with a red scar. And I was listening to something about how the guy who played Kung Fu, how he died with a necktie around his neck. And damn, I can't remember how it went. I can't remember the name, but I'm gonna find out the cause of his death. It starts with an A, but I think he choked to death. He was choking. He was having sex. I can't remember all of it. But once I look into it, I'll let y'all know. But yeah, that's a weird fetish right there. I can't put nothing around my neck and be close to death just to have an orgasm. Fuck that. That's not happening. You know, some people like to be tickle with a feather, you know. So for different strokes with different folks. Fetishes make people feel submissive, and it also can make people feel empowered, you know. And I think it's more submissive than empowered, because you're giving in to a craving. You're giving in to having someone have control over you. You know, not all of them, just some of them. On to number 4, sexual dysfunction. This one of those topics that's real big, but it's definitely big with men. And it's very embarrassing. Women, they go through it sometimes too, but men definitely feel effects of this taboo, because it's hard to talk about. You know, it's even hard when you can't perform and you know, your wife is looking at you thinking that something's wrong with you. And then, you know, after a while, she like, is something wrong with me? And then the next thing you know, she going to find some new dig to see if she's still working. And then you got a problem on top of the problem that you're going through, you know? So the good thing about, well, not the good thing, but the thing about this taboo, there's an easy remedy for it. Now, if it's not a real health condition, such as cancer, and something that, you know, will probably prevent you from having sex on the regular, then it's very fixable. You know, once you get with the doctor and find the source, then, you know, you can take care of it and do the behavior, do the things that leads up to, you have to change your behavior and prevent it from coming back. And if you do that, then you should be fine. But it's one of those topics that is very hard to talk about. And I know a couple of men who have gone through it. And when I say it was hard to talk about, it was like they wanted to say certain things, but they only gave the basic. They didn't give everything. So, I mean, and I'm not one of those men who get all sentimental, but I really felt for them. You know what I'm saying? Because that, that's one of those things you pray that doesn't happen to you. So knock on wood, I'm good, you know? The next one is vibrators, also known as sex toys. And this topic creates a buzz, especially among females. You know, a lot of couples, they're together for a long period of time, and things become stagnant. You know, it gets boring, expected. You know, sex is like, okay, I'm gonna get on top of you about a good 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna start snoring, get up, take a shower, go to work. Same thing. So it's one of those things where you have to add some spice to the bedroom, and a vibrator, you know, for a woman, will definitely shake things up a little bit. I can remember going to one of those sleazy sex shops and purchasing with the woman I was with, purchasing a vibrator, and I felt a certain way. You know, I'm like, shit, what was up? Why you need that big old thing? I like when you got all this. And, you know, she was like, just chill and just go with the flow. You know, it's not about you, it's about what I need. I'm like, okay, so you're telling me. And I took it somewhere where I didn't have to. But because I was, you know, in my feelings, you know, I wanted to know why you need something like that. You're going to use it when I'm not there? You know, just my mind just ran. But we was together, and it was interesting how she used it. And I didn't feel so strange about it, you know what I'm saying? Never touched it. It was nowhere near me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she tried the little play shit, but, you know, I never got into that. But it definitely added a different element to what we was doing. So you might want to try that if things are boring and bare for you. Sex for hire. When it comes to the oldest profession in history, prostitution, you may have an image of a woman who doesn't look as cute or as good looking as you date or prefer. But the thing is, you have to understand what it is. You're stepping out to take care of a need. So you're not looking for perfection or beauty. You're looking for someone that you can talk to for a minute, and someone you can, I know this sound bad, make a deposit and go back home, you know? So it's You will be surprised how many men and women are hired. You know, how many people actually buy ads. I can remember a friend of mine. She told me that she made good money. And I think she's been only doing it for like 3 years. So she definitely doing good. She don't do it no more, but you know, she made some good money. You know, so I thought about it back in my young days, but you know, morally, you know, my morals kicked in, and I never pursued it. So I don't regret it. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I got paid a couple of times. You know, there was money left on the nightstand. And that's going to be for a later conversation, money on the nightstand. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to come back to that. But on to number 7, casual sex. Casual sex has replaced the term one night stand. One night stands. And I had a conversation a week ago about one night stands, or 2 weeks ago. So one night stands have been, the word one night stand has been replaced by the word casual sex. Casual sex just has a more better ring to it, you know? It's the same thing, the same exact thing. But I guess it makes people feel less whorish or less, what's the word? Less freaky, whatever. But you know, it involves two people agreeing that sex is just for enjoyment. That's it. Take your feelings out. Don't have no presumed idea that we're gonna hang out. You know, don't talk about the relationship, because this is what it is. We fucking, we going home. Plain and simple. Now, there are times where, you know, you might meet on that equal level and be like, you know, let's see if we can do this, you know, beyond what we do. And I think that's, well, about 50-50 now, you know what I'm saying? Before, when I was, well, I didn't have a whole lot of casual sex. I had some, I didn't have a lot of it. But back in my day, my running day, a lot of men didn't want to take it to the next level, because you're just surrounded by so much, and you know, if you got someone who nags you or you know got on your nerves, it's like, well, I'm gonna, you know, link up with you when I can just, you know, hit this and hit that and keep it moving. You know? So as you get older and as you see things differently, then you know, casual sex can be turned to, you may want to turn to something more. Just my perspective. The next one, number 8, online sex. You have several types of online sex. The most common one is websites that bring people together for sex only. Some of these sites are designed to help you hook up with someone in your own area. Put in some information. You know, you may find somebody two streets over, you know. So it's also, you also have websites that have virtual rooms where people can chat about sex and, you know, either agree to meet and make some type of payment for sex, maybe like a hot $80. I know, and I hadn't had that many times where I paid for sex. It's been a couple, you know, but it's the same thing with strippers with me. I've never cared for the prostitutes or meet people online to have sex, because in my mind, you're somebody else's girl. You're not just my girl. Everybody got access to you. And I can't fuck with that. I couldn't. It bothered me. And I'm like one of the most thorough persons out here. You know what I'm saying? A lot don't mess with me, but just knowing that somebody else is growing up in you, and that shit hurts. Not so much hurt. Not so much hurt. It fucks with you mentally. You know what I'm saying? You can be as tough with you as you want to be. But if you care about somebody, if you like somebody, if you feel somebody, and you know somebody else is growing up in them, it's not the same. So, and I think the internet has really created a place of pleasure. You know, you have sex with unknown people. You can set up to have sex with unknown people. Watch porn, watch movies, you know. There's some shit that I've seen on porn that I don't recommend anybody see. It is disgusting, you know. But, the next one is the ninth one is oral sex. Oral sex is experienced differently between sexes, meaning that guys love blowjobs, crave, especially when it's good, especially when it's someone skilled, who got the right hand technique and the mouth technique working at the same time in sequence. Good lord. Ain't nothing like it. Okay. But when it comes to females, they have a hang. Not all females, but a good bit of females have hang-ups when it comes to oral sex, both giving and receiving. And I think it's a theory. My theory that it makes them feel exposed. You know, in a negative way. They feel uncomfortable both, you know, being pleasure and pleasure. And some of it's due to tradition. And what I mean by tradition, it's like certain women have been told for years that a young lady don't do certain things, which is put a dick in your mouth or let somebody go down. And they hear that over and over again. I was talking to someone. They say they came up in a household where, you know, hugging was just not a big thing amongst family members. So as you get older, you start meeting people. You don't know how to respond when someone is all over you or, you know, trying to push something into your mouth because you've never been talked about. No one has talked to you about that particular situation. So it throws you off, and then you may fuck up a relationship. Because after a while, men, if you're not performing oral sex on men, a good bit of men can walk away from that, especially if they can find somebody who's going to do it and like doing it. Yeah. So I'm not advocating women to do that. I'm not saying you must do that in order to keep a man. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's one of those things where a lot of women are not comfortable with doing it. And in their own time, either they're going to become comfortable or they're just going to not. They're just going to make it known, hey, I just don't do that. And then they, however the ball dropped for them, then that's what it is. Because some people will be like, okay, you can't do it, or you don't do it, well, we're not going to go no further. And then you can't get mad and be like, that's all you need? Sometimes men just need that. And sometimes you have to understand it. So, but I also think that once a woman becomes comfortable with herself and realize that, you know, she don't have to put too much thought into her weight or being the so-called proper woman, you know what I'm saying? Or overanalyzing or older, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you may have an older, but you might have been working all day, or, you know, it doesn't stop you from getting in tune to what you're about to do with your mate and looking past that. If they don't look up and say, hey, you need to go take a shower, then you're good. Because I know for me, a little funk don't hurt nothing. I don't mean funky, but you know, you got a little, you know. I know there's been times when people have had a little oomph, you know. And I'm like, oh, girl, you good. So, and that's just me, you know what I'm saying? But on to the last one, last but not least, anal sex. The second hole, the forbidden access. Whatever choice of words you want to use for this taboo, that's a number one no-no for both male and females. For various reasons, this off-limit mindset rings out loud. You can see motherfuckers with the no entrance. The no entrance sign on their ass when they're not here to anal sex. It's that strong. I mean, it is known. I know I almost got into a fight. It was someone who I was with. And not to go into too many gory details, but that day wasn't a good day. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people just don't like it. They don't care for it. They don't like talking about it. They don't like talking about, you know, how messy it can be, you know, what it creates, you know, mentally what it does. I know there's a survey that says 20% of women have had anal sex, and the number is continuing to grow. And there's about 60% of men who say they would try it with their heterosexual partner if given the opportunity, you know? So, anal sex is one of those things where it's a acquired taste, you know? It's not for the weak, you know? It's very different. If you don't do it, shit, you just don't do it. You know? It ain't like, I'm going like this, you're not missing. You know what I'm saying? To me, I think it's kind of overrated. You know what I'm saying? Some people live by both men and women. You know? But I know personally for me, it's all right. You know? But anyway, that's for another day. We talk about that one. Sex once traditionally known as something that people did to make babies, to keep mankind growing, you know what I'm saying, and not for pleasure. I heard back in the day that people would be like, this is not for me to have pleasure, this is for me to have a baby so we can make America great. Not in those words, but it's been said that was the mindset years ago, you know, and I think it has still trickled down a little bit to this generation of people, you know, because like I said, a lot of people don't like talking about taboos, you know, talking about sex, period. I think that as people have more sex, everything is going to become more acceptable. You're going to have the mindset of being free with when you're with someone, being free with that person, not having limitations and things that you're not going to do. You know, because like that old saying says, you need to try everything once, correct? On that note, I'm going to go ahead and end this. Greatly appreciate you listening to me. I want to say thank you for everything, as far as the emails and the advice. Please keep them coming. Take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.